Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, man.
If you missed the morning mess this morning,
you got to help me.
Here's what you missed.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, can we all say good morning to Giselle?
Good morning, Giselle.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It is good. I read your email 3 or 4 times because I found it very interesting.
Oh, my God.
So you're in quite a situation because you do feel like your man is cheating on you, but at the same breath, you think it might be your fault.
Yeah.
Why?
I've been dating this guy for a year.
Okay.
It was stale. Honeymoon phase was real quick. I wanted to spice things up in the bedroom because, like, it was really just, like, not very often. And there was just nothing to it. It was very, like, routine, like, something you had to do.
Dang.
Yeah, and so I was like, hey, do you want to try, like, you know, making things more interesting? Do you want to, like, get more, like, explore some areas?
Okay.
And so then I invite him home one night, and I have another person in the bedroom.
Hello!
Okay. So I thought this could be something that, like, it would be a special something to kind of, like, restart and be really...
Girlfriend of the year?
You know what I'm talking about. I'll give her the girlfriend of the decade.
Mm-mm.
So this person you introduced to your bedroom with you and your boyfriend, is a male or female?
It's female.
It's a female. Now, do you know this female? Are you friends with him? Does he know her?
Yes, I had been friends with him in college. They live close by, and she is bisexual.
Okay.
You have the best friends ever.
So it was something we decided. He went with it. We had a fantastic time.
Oh,
we had a great time.
Okay,
it was...
Okay, Joey, let her tell the story.
But now I think that's who he's seeing.
You think this is the girl that he's cheating on you with?
Yes.
This is my biggest concern and why I've never invited an extra person into the boudoir.
Right.
Because you run the risk.
There's definitely got to be a lot of rules in set.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's something I'd do after a year of dating. It'd have to be like Kanye West said, been together 10 years, you deserve a menage.
So did you have rules going into this, Giselle? Because I do have friends that practice this quite frequently, and the number one rule is to have rules.
You have to have rules. It was also kind of a surprise, and that's maybe where I went wrong. But we didn't have a conversation of, like, we're doing this, these are the rules. And that might be where I messed up.
But why do you think that he's cheating on you with her?
She has popped up at a couple social gatherings and also at a bar that we were at.
Is it, like, too much of a coincidence, or?
They're just, you can tell they're bad actors. It's not working.
Oh, wow.
Because,
you know,
working.
What I was going to say to that is sometimes you can just, you almost can, like, intuitively feel when two people have that energy with each other. And so even if you don't literally see something, there's just that sense that you have that's like, oh, there's some tension here.
I would not like that. I'm getting mad just thinking about it.
Natasha's getting so mad.
Oh, my gosh.
Why you don't do that?
Listen, I got an idea. We're going to try something different this morning. So obviously, Giselle, you have your boyfriend's number and her number, right?
I do.
Okay, this is what I want to do. You know how we always call one person? What if, guys, what if, bing, light bulb, what if we called both of them at the same time but don't say anything? We just connect both of them on three-way, since you guys are used to three-ways.
Oh my God.
We just call them at the same time and just listen into their conversation. And maybe we'll catch them.
God, this is like everybody's stalking dreams.
This is straight out of Mean Girls, so I'm actually kind of here for it.
See, I'm trying to be everyone's best friend. See, I'm the perfect best friend.
This guy.
So, Giselle, what about that? Because usually we, like, call, pretend we're a hotel or something, but what if we call them, you give us both numbers, and we just connect the phone lines, and we all stay quiet, and you have to stay quiet no matter what you hear, because obviously if he is cheating on you, there might be things said, but you have to stay quiet so we can get more info out of them. You feel me?
You know what? Let's get to the bottom of it.
You want
to
do that?
Yeah.
You guys in?
Yeah.
All right, Giselle, hold on. We're going to get those phone numbers. Then we're going to call them both up. We're just going to connect the calls and not say anything and just eavesdrop and see if we can pick up on something.
Okay.
When you've had enough, you could just jump in. But let's give them a few minutes of talking. I want to hear what they sound like together. Okay. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Colin, what's your boyfriend's name, by the way?
Joseph.
All right, we're going to call Joe up next. And what's this little homewrecker's name? What's her name?
Oh, God, her name's Bethany.
Okay, calling Joe and Bethany up next, eavesdropping to your Morning Mess. The Morning Mess back with an awkward Wednesday. So we got Giselle patiently waiting on the phone lines. Giselle called the show suspecting her boyfriend of cheating on her.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we are going to call her boyfriend and the girl she suspects on three-way, since the three-way is what got them in trouble in the first place, right?
Wow. Okay.
Way to be clever, bro.
That's what I do. So what we're going to do is, Giselle, you still there?
Yeah.
So what we're going to do, Giselle and Anish and Natasha, we're just going to call them both since we have both of their numbers and just connect the calls three-way and eavesdrop on the conversation, see if we can pick up if they really have something going on. Now, Giselle, reminder, don't say anything because the more we just let them talk, the more we might find out what's going on with these two, okay?
Oh, my God. Okay.
When Giselle, you had enough, and when we think we have them, you know, in our pocket, then we'll jump on the line and tell them that they're live on the radio. Sound good, guys?
Gosh, this is crazy. This is crazy.
I know. Giselle, you ready? I'll take that as a yes. Okay. Let's give him a call.
Okay. Hello?
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 Hello, who's this?
This is Joseph. Who is this?
Oh, hey, it's Bethany.
Oh. Well,
I must have butt-dialed you. I'm sorry. I'm getting ready.
Oh, no. Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Just getting ready for work. What are you doing?
You know, usual. You got any lunch plans today?
Well, I mean, I don't have any plans, per se. I'm just going to, you know, eat my lunch at my desk, if that counts as plans.
Do you think you'll have enough time to get lunch?
With you?
Yeah, you know, I mean...
I don't know. Are we actually going to be getting lunch?
I mean, I'll be eating.
Oh, all right. Well, I don't know. I mean, that's going to involve, like, a shower before I get back to work.
Well, I mean, you know, showers can happen, too. We can multitask, have lunch and shower at the same time.
Are you thinking of, like, a hotel room downtown or something?
Yeah. I've still got those points on my card where, you know, they're practically free, so we can meet up kind of usual spot.
Oh, that sounds good.
All right.
Giselle, what do you think about that?
Oh, my God!
What?
Hello?
Joseph, Bethany, hi.
Who is this?
Well, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
You're on the radio, guys.
Yeah.
You...
Yeah, Giselle. You know who Giselle is, Joseph? Wouldn't that be your lady?
Oh, my God. Oh, my...
Nope.
Did that... Wow. They hung up?
Hello?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They
hung up.
I'm so sorry.
That was
I'm
a lot.
I'm so sorry.
No.
No, they both know that we're being sneaky. They're being sneaky on purpose.
It's really shitty. Like, that just, it makes me, like, just not trust people. I don't know.
Although.
I don't know.
You did introduce them into the bedroom together.
Yeah, but it's not entirely her fault.
Giselle, you know what we can do? We could take some advice from maybe some listeners that have been in a situation like this or that do practice this in the bedroom. Do you want to hear some of the valley, maybe? Gave you some words of advice or anything, or?
I guess.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. I don't know. Just anything. I can't. This is bad. It's awful.
Well, hold on right there. We're going to take some advice from the Valley 260-1015. Have you been put in this situation or put yourself in this situation is the outcome. And then we will try to call. Let's try to call your boyfriend back. See if he picks up. So you can confront him. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Lots happening right here.
Yeah.
Your Morning Mess. Hold on, Giselle, okay?
Uh-huh.
So if you're just tuning in, the Morning Mess just did an awkward Wednesday.
Yeah.
Giselle suspected her boyfriend and her friend of cheating with each other. We put them on three-way, and we sure found out that they were. We asked for your advice. for Giselle.
Right.
If you've been through this situation of inviting somebody into the bedroom, we got Giselle here listening for your advice. 260-1015. Amber from Gilbert, what are your thoughts?
Listen, I was in that same situation. I introduced them. They ended up together.
I'm so sorry.
No, he's a loser. I got my help, my counseling. I'm getting married to a man that loves me way more.
So you're good. This is a blessing in disguise.
Blessing in disguise. That man is such a loser now with his ugly woman.
Oh,
hey, you were in bed with that ugly woman at one point. Don't say
yeah,
that.
I was.
Say that again, girl. No.
She
got uglier, didn't she?
Ooh.
She did.
Right? Because it was a progress. Once she made the wrong decision, honey, she just turned into milk. And you know what happens. When you leave milk out for a few
days. Oh, my God. What is this guy talking about?
It starts to curdle.
Ew.
Got rid of both of them thoughts. You had to learn.
Okay. God's plan. All right. So this is a blessing in disguise for Giselle, is what you're talking about, Amber.
Yes.
All right. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you, love.
Not a problem.
Giselle, you've heard all the advice here. You feel better?
It's a lot to think about. I was so stupid. It was such a stupid idea.
You're not the only one that's ever thought about these things.
He's stupid. I'm breaking up with him. I can't.
Absolutely.
And no more
monkeys jumping on the bed.
Oh, my God.
Kidding.
No more three ways.
Oh.
And you know what? If I'm not enough to begin with, then like, no. No.
Girl, you got the right idea. You got the right head on your shoulders, and you know what? To make things better, I cannot go ahead and offer you some counseling services and just get you started on your new single life. Like, you don't need this. It's cool that you got to experience it, but you've decided that you don't like it now, so you can move on.
Not with people who can't handle it, obviously.
There it is.
Oh, there you go, mama. You better be an empowered woman.
Exactly.
Yes.
You good now?
Are you not talking to me? Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know who empowers more, her or Anish.
I know, right? Jesus. All right. Well, hon.
Yeah.
We're still trying to get hold of your boyfriend, see if he picks up, so we can confront him as well.
Yeah.
So we'll keep you on hold for a few more minutes, see if we can get a hold of him. But Natasha has some numbers for you. We're sorry that it went down with that, but hopefully this advice from the listeners helped you out a little bit.
Yeah. And you know what? We got to the bottom of it. Now I don't have to worry anymore.
Were you the bottom of it or the top of it?
Oh, my God. None of your business. Don't answer that, girl.
Hello.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.